Now, a couple things in this letter. First, I'm not here to tell anybody anything. Right? I don't have a score. I don't represent anybody. I hack off the vendors every year. The second thing, I understand this is a restaurant communication class, but if you got my attendance with the vanilla, please turn it off. Right, not only can't I not sell anything, my wife told me I couldn't buy it. We're going to talk about electronic communication. Now, we're going to do this a little differently than my expect. Because we only care about electronic communication as it applies to RV. Don't kind of hang what you do at home. Okay? Because it's strictly as RV. So let's go ahead and get this one. Electronic communication includes almost everything nowadays. We have smart telephones, smart TVs, we have smart this, smart that. Half the time we can't figure out how it works, and half the other half the time it sometimes don't work.
Smart users.
All right, let's talk about some of the things. First, the pay phone is the only key program. Everybody else with OTC is, right?
Yeah.
No.
That's why it's a change program. You can't throw $35 in a film camera for 4 quarters. Longer than that, but pay phone. Have you ever been up on the payphones now, though? A lot of folks listen to telephone numbers and you can't receive a call on the current time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's even a net. But they'll show you 72 ways that you can spend your money on the phone. Calling cards. Calling cards work pretty good. Hunt out the calling cards, just get a calling card, and you put it out and say, okay, now I've got this individual number, I've got to come to the phone person. Mm-hmm. And I ask them, what language, and I've got to tell them what country I'm talking to. And then I'll find a calling company out there, and I have it up on the card. And then I can find it down the country if you remember what it was. Or if you can call it, for that matter. Radio Shack, every now and then, has a little tiny thing that you can actually program in all of those numbers. And they just open up the phone and push button and go beep, beep, beep. And that'll call the account number for you. They don't hold you straight. Just check out there about it. Send me another plan, even though you have a home phone account. And you need your home phone. Let's do this one like this. Send me a number of accounts based on the actual home account. Build a home, ever is okay. Build a home where it's taking my name, calling card, basically. You get an account card from your phone company. You use the same kind of entry number that identifies you as your billing address. And then you get the bill for whatever minutes you use on your regular home phone number. Okay. Voicemail, almost everybody in the world has voicemail programs now. Most of them give them away free. Most of you haven't paid anything for it. They work pretty good. I have one that I used for years. Right after we turned off the full time, I used my head for 2 years on our old phone line. But we left that phone line here. If you call that chick live, voicemail came up and said, basically, we're gone, we're having fun, so we're here, stuck there, so he's out. Hey, don't waste your time. Answer machine is going to work. Now that I've got internet, my chain is kind of a bubble out there.
Look at this one.
About 80-some-odd miles from here at Walmart. Now, out there, we have little phone blocks. They have voicemail and this kind of thing. But what we normally do, what we've done for years now, is we use an answer machine. Now, it's a trick to use an answer machine. When you record a message, you go on the internet, you can get the home pattern that an automatic calling system calls in from one of your sales companies. The thing goes beep, beep, beep. It basically tells the computer your phone is disconnected and it should hang up. And you don't get any stupid phone message, you only heat up your tape. I also use it to screen messages that way. When I'm on the road, I can call in, I've got a free program to do my cell phone. I can call in there and RV park phones, this kind of four points. A lot of folks. Let's see. In the world of RVs, you all want something that's heavy. 6 or 8 foot wide, drive down the road with, maybe 6 foot wide. When we get into the RV parking lot, we'll push the button and have them up here. That's 50-foot long, 40-foot wide. Isn't that about the truth?
Yep.
And when we get there, we want to have our cable TV ready to plug in. We want a PSL line right on the side. We want a fresh phone line just in case one makes a call. We want all that stuff. But look at it from the point of view from the RV park owner. For them to put in a cell phone line at some RV price, it means they have to turn up the infrastructure. In other words, they have to close off part of the car, rip it up so they can put phone lines in, put in a little power and all this, put the park back together. Then they have to put in some kind of computers to track all the phone calls. And the phone from the park, they have to figure out how to get your payroll, that's where you get out of the park. A lot of overhead. Think about the phone that they need a little easier tomorrow. And look up for it. Come right on up. How you doing?
Good.
How are you doing? I'm doing fine. Good. So anyhow, RV park going, there's kind of a sticking point for some of us, but you can kind of see the rationale. It costs a lot of money to do it. However, they're going to some practice costs, which I'll show you here in a few minutes. Now, this is the biggest thing you have to design on, isn't it? Which way are you going to go? You're going to go on landline or you're going to go wire? Right now, we are generation 2.5 for most of our phone networks. We're going to talk about cell phones in the slide when I need to go over there. Generation 1 was camp. When it came out about 20-odd years ago, it was the advanced mobile phone system, AMP, the old red and white phone. We took out all those timing out there because it was the first one up. They put the equipment on. It got several engineers that fell out there and on. Second generation came in, this was a digital signal. We'll talk about it in a minute. First generation is supposed to be able to do home therapy. Streaming video, high-speed data, wash laundry. It's supposed to be able to do darn therapy, but we haven't got there yet. But this year, we're going to have user voice, web browser, voicemail, all the phone devices. Let's say, what we really want out of our phone is something like this. Isn't that what we're looking for? 80% of the world is on standards on GSM. Only 13% of the United States. That's it. The world itself, in all the world, there's only about 4 standards, or more than 12 active standards in the United States. Remember the old fight we had so many days back in VHS? It's funny, you might remember 8-track and just that. That's nothing compared to this. You realize you see your own telephone company? You can't, you can be no broad store telephone company any day of the week. All you have to do is buy a license, get some bandwidth from the FCC, which just tells you what frequencies you can operate on, and how much of an area you can cover. Go get yourself some equipment, and you are very busy, friend. All information. Every one of the phone companies we have in the United States is very engineered for smart people in the world, and their way of doing it is the only way to do it. And they aren't afraid to hardly anybody. That's why we got so many standards. Now, here's the other thing. The world's almost totally digital. In Europe, for example, the phone companies, most of them are run by a full-cost system. In Germany, for example, it's run by a Bluetooth. Which is a Bluetooth, you have a basic security, you lose your medical property, who are you running to business that much for that cost? I can say that for 17 years. Y'all lose. Well, the 47% of it is low. Or the United States. Why? Because we've got to take a hold. The primary telephone coverage for digital is made in ad services and the geographic areas of our service areas and what's called the GSM border or local media private. We'll talk about that too. Now, how does that work? Here we've got government out here. You don't want to call a friend. He has a phone number. But he gets on the phone call. This cell is not talking to this cell. This cell actually talks to what's called computer backbone system that's up here. The computer backbone system doesn't know what phone number you're particular. But remember when you kept the cell phone and you gave it pull out the back here and pull out the power in between and you call a couple numbers out of it? One is the account identifier number, particular that phone, the other is the TSN. That's what the computer knows you by. The telephone knows you by. Now the other thing it does, that GSM show for the backbone, it was really needs you to. So if you have, say, a single wire phone, single wire is going to get killed. If they have a contractual agreement with your particular phone company that you own, You may contact the safe guard. If somebody's the safe guard is using your tower, then that bill goes to the safe guard. The safe guard is the emergency. When there's no company out there that has nationwide coverage, they have a lot of contract agreements. So, you set up here, you spend all the money credits, the next thing goes up here, it's like you have the backbone. Now, how does that have the backbone where the entity is? See, the tower is constantly talking to the individual cell phones in their area. Constantly. Right? So you're going in there, what's this phone to do? This room is saying, hello, I can get in so-and-so. And the tower is saying, okay, I can do it. A few times later, it says, hi, I can get in so-and-so. And the tower says, I can be in. Because he keeps doing that. We're constantly going over this phone crowd. Now, that phone says, okay, right over here, it has to call again over here. That's how cell phones actually operate. All they are is a small two-way radio that takes the whole range. Now, we have a problem. Here's the power talking back and forth to your cell phone. And if you ever notice when you're in an analog area, maybe it comes up to me and quits someone's phone somewhere, but if you're an analog, how fast the battery goes in? Because analog phones take a lot more power to operate than digital phones. So if you're in the analog area, you better go down with it. But you have a problem. If you've ever been dropped along, you talk to somebody, hey, I'm not anywhere, I'm sitting out. Wait, no. You ever have that? What happens is you have to start to the signal somewhere. You either came behind the building, where the signal radiation path got blocked, or around the cell of a hand crusher. You don't know what to do. You know, just turn the phone off. Basically, you don't have a signal. Have you gotten that phone
call during the day here? Yeah.
Now, some of you may get a busy signal. Most of you probably get nothing. Fuck this. No. They just looked at you and said, I'm trying. That's because the tower's rolled over. Too many people trying to get on the tower at the same time. And the tower isn't so slammed up here at this point that they can't even send a busy signal out one time. Because they're too busy to get slammed by incoming signal saying, I want that pass. At the same time, you're not going to call the cell phones out here. How many people do you have here? There are over 12,000 phones out here. You got towers capable of a couple hundred signals. These towers are just going rabbit mind nuts. 19 buses. So, yeah, I'm going to have problems going down the road. If you get in a high activity area, like some of the urban areas, that's a maintenance problem area. You're just talking, all of a sudden you get a switch and your phone just kind of goes away. And you're standing right next to the tower all of a sudden. That's because they have teams in there that says, okay, if you were the first one on, you're going to be the last one to take off. Other teams say, if you were the first one on, you'll be the first one to take off. And I am firmly convinced in my mind that there's also an algorithm out there because of the phone tower. It's a crapshoot, you come off wherever you like. I really didn't believe that. Alright, we're going to throw some language at you here. Don't let us hear. We have handy installed phones, handy phones, these little phones we all carry around the installed phones. Kind of out of the boat now, those are the ones we get to hand them back, just on the dash. But here's where it gets confused in the data format. Remember I said we had AMPS, the MPS? Well, now we got it in the digital format. CDMA, CDMA, GSM, DVRF. All right, let's talk about these real quick. CDMA is kind of going out. It's used by AT&T primarily. CDMA is used by Frank Verizon. Verizon has the best native connectivity in the United States. Now I say that's native, it's because they still talk to analog. We have analog everywhere. And they talk to CDMA, which was the first major digital standard that GSM came out of CDMA. You have to look at these like one is Spanish, one is French, one is English, one is some other language. They don't talk to each other. So you either have to be on their standard or their language that their towers are using, or you just don't want to. Verizon is not as progressive on their signal standard as the other companies. So they chose the original standard, the old standard out there. And what that means is all the towers that still carry that stuff, it's installed in their equipment, are out there still working. And that's why you get better connectivity. AT&T SendGuard has the largest contract They have more agreements with the other phone companies than anybody else in the industry. So you got to make a choice. You want the best media contract, the all-player contract, or you want the best rest of the contract, making a lot of money. That depends where you want to go. T-Mobile is certainly the GSM. And so is Singular and AT&T. I guess the question is in class. T-Mobile, AT&T, Singular are using a data format called Edge. It goes on and on and on. You know, with Nextel emerging, Nextel used a standard called ISDN. And if you were in a Nextel area, you were connected. It only do a lot of stuff. However, they didn't talk to anybody else. If you walk out of Nextel area, interesting enough, utilities, there are cities and cities, backbone phone systems that were built on Motorola. And I think it's pretty funny here. You hear the kind of two-way radio stuff? That would still work. But you didn't use phones. They're being changed out by Sprint. They bought them. And everything's going to be changed over to the Sprint system here in the next, not within the next year or 2 years. And then what is better about these TFC makes is coming out of China. But Chinese, they had these loops and all these other standards, and they came out on their own and said, this is what we can expect. It was enough to get a lot of attention from the main carriers. There's a lot of research being done on all the major carriers right now, what to use. But all in all, it's time to point is, there's one catch that you can get in this. That's when we start talking a minute about buying a load of trying loads, almost two-way loans, three-way loans. Dual loans, that's normally used, meaning you have AM for analog and one of the digital formats. You got tri-mode phone that was normally an analog, a digital, usually GSM data. Now, figure this. The GSM is a big thing, used all the world. The freezer is freezing before. So nowadays, if you get a phone from Singular, AT&T, or T-Mobile, and they tell you it's a tri-mode phone, they're talking about the three frequencies for the GSM, not the analog, CDMA, and one GSM data. Gotcha. A lot of gossip. Alright. It really makes you feel like this sometimes, doesn't it? You've got to change the phone, half the time it works, the other half the time it doesn't, sometimes it's just best to use as a drop off. Different phone guys have all kinds of supply shapes, meaning they become as wristwatches. There's two of them out there. Both run about $600. Camera phone, all over the place. This is a 1 megabyte camera phone. They just released a 2 megabyte resolution, or 2 megapixel resolution camera phone. And they just came out with one zoom, a real zoom lens. They use what's called a liquid lens. What they expect is to drop the water and oil in the thing, and they use electric field to expand and compress the drop of water. And it gives you up to 4 or 8 power of magnification if you're on the wide angle. Alright, this is pretty pretty. You also have a combination PDA, personal data system. When you have your cell phone, you got all your personal data information in it, your library, you got your phone contact information, all your email information. In the military, you can have terms with a blue. And a blue is loosely translated to try to put 10 pounds of stuff in a 5 pound bag. After a lot of PDA are because they're limited in memory. The more stuff you put in there, in addresses, this kind of thing, the least amount, the lesser amount of memory you have to put email stuff in if you use it on the email stuff. Once you fill up the memory money, they kind of go burp and start throwing stuff out. We're kind of back to that random algorithm again. I never figured out which one they throw out first. But they're getting smarter and smarter. Another thing you might want to consider is what these phones really cost. Have you ever looked at the cancellation clauses in the cell phone contract? Yeah. These phones are shipped, there's only two companies that make most of the ships for these things, the whole term. What you have here, this is a tri-mode phone. There's actually three phones in here. The ships are, remember I said it was like a little two-way radio?
The software in here consists basically of three separate phones, one for each mode. There's a new chip coming out that's going to drop right, there's going to make sure I have everything on one chip, and make very nice. But the clock and that phone, and that stuff, I figured out, oh. The telephone company basically subsidizes. I'm not sure you can do this thing about it. You've got all these towers sitting out there, and they're constantly talking anyway, aren't they? The master microphone is constantly working. It doesn't matter if anybody's on that puppy or not. It is working. Now, where do you think the money comes from?
Grab it.
Huh? It comes from your service contract. And they make pretty good money out of it. Phone number portability. This is a big issue. Phone number portability about 6 years ago into affecting your home phone. So if you change from Sprint to some other phone carrier, your phone number is getting leaked. That was important. For a cell phone user, well, we give it to the same company, two reports of the pain of that, figure out who you give them your phone number to, and tell what the new phone number was. And secondly, have to re-enter all the new phone numbers back here in the world. It's a pain in the neck. And then your phone calls get locked in on a 1 year to 2 year contract, and you pay a penalty to get out of the contract room. Phone number portability went into effect for cell phones last year. And what it means is you can have your phone number, say, configured on our site, you want to change over to Sprint, or Verizon, or somebody else, you can take that number with you. How someone goes with that? Sure. You have a locked or unlocked phone. Let me explain this. This is a locked phone. This one is locked to Verizon. All got unlocked AT&T. Which means, remember we said on that ESN and the accounting information? This phone is locked to Joey and to them. An unlocked phone, it doesn't care who talks to you. You can assign it yourself to a different network. So you can activate the system from one network to another. You can buy them on the internet or some source you sell now. But the trick, though, is you must have this silly little card. For a GSM phone, this is a smart card. It's kind of like a little hard drive in there for a little membership. All the phone numbers you have listed in your phone with people are on that card. All your primary information is on that card. All the programming information really is on that card. So you can make this thing for one GSM series phone or another GSM series phone. You're buying this, you don't have to reiterate anything. Now, something to be careful of. I mean, phone number portability for cell phones, there is quite often a termination charge to get out of your contract and change orders. We also have what's called transfer fees. Transfer fees were pretty set to get the customer in money for the first few months to go for the FTP that acceptable. Now it's getting down around $40 or so. And there's sometimes a time plus for hesitation between. Well, you want you get this other company, if you want to get it there, you know you don't have to down on the phone under transfer, it might take 1 week more to get it transferred over. So kind of keep that in mind. Now, standard cell phone services. How many seconds were in there?
50.
If you say 50, you're dead wrong. You're obviously not working on a cell phone. A minute of cell phone working can be 1 second. Right. Some of them go further, some of them go 10 seconds, 20 seconds. I don't know what you mean, but I've done a full, my 60 seconds. You need to go up to 10 seconds. It's doing it now. If you look at your cell phone, you'll find three timers in there. One timer says the total number of times the phone could use the call. The second one, The second timer there says how long the last call is going on. The third timer is yourself. Most people do, they press the timer at the beginning of the billing period, they can see how many minutes they've used during the month. That's why. Say you have 600 minutes. That's a lot of time, probably. Get about the third week of the month or so, for the military to look at your phone, okay, well, I can't tell them that. 480 minutes, I'm in good shape. But how many minutes have you really used? Because that timer only tells you the analog time, how much time the call was truly connected. It does not tell you the billing time. Mm-hmm. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you go over on 79, the cheapest one I think was 37 cents a minute for that bottle. As long as you get over on 50 cents a minute. Along the way. So what you have to do is you get online on the internet and see how many minutes you've really used. Or if you go in and call on the 800 number they normally give you, or they give you a number you can punch off the keyboard itself, and get your true building energy. Don't let yourself get run over. Get your price. Now, number 3 minutes, this counts to go. Think about it. Just talk about it. Put some more work in it. What does it cost them to run 3 minutes? Nothing. Just pop this. Nothing. So they use 3 minutes. Now, when they first started this 3 minute thing, it was only started about 5 o'clock in the evening up to about 8 o'clock in the morning. You can actually use them. Well, too many people were using them. So they kind of slid the start time back someplace at late 9 o'clock at night. And the start time at this point, up to 5 o'clock in the morning. Now, outside your kids and your mother-in-law, who are you going to call them those out? They don't do a whole lot of good. And then some guys say, well, we'll go over for you. You know, 20 months, nothing, still nothing. 1,500. If you roll over the base center, so your base center may add up monthly and monthly, that's a good deal. Okay, if you use your phone periodically for big bursts, that's good. A lot of people use their cell phone just when they're traveling. While they're on trip. But you know, 23% of Americans, supposedly right now, are taking out their regular house phone and using them for their cell phone. Why not? Why do they use separate phone bills and have to remember two separate numbers on the rest of them? You can do it with one instrument. And you can have it in your radio. So, connect to the phone number. What do you know here? What do you know about the phone bill? Answer terms is kind of interesting. A lot of professors people use the doctor board and so on. And they tell them, you call a number and you get an actual person. And if they listen to Dr. Jones, call the company and say, now, when you give them a name, they have a list of people that are doctors interested in. They want to talk to them right then. The rest of the answer sir will say, well, Dr. Jones is involved in the next emergency, obviously, and they're not going to be here for about 2 hours, so I'll have to call them back just as possible. When Jones gets off the call for it, he gets all the messages, he knows who we have to call back. So it's an emergency, no problem, right? It works pretty well. Insurance. I'm crying out loud. Please get insurance. Question to your army. RVC phone. I had one old lovely back in Antenna 5. I was scared over here. Got up, caught on the day, kind of got caught on the seatbelt hook, ripped the entire side out of the phone. Okay. That's one of the things very much lacking women in the rules of the world. It costs you a little bit of money, but it's a smart thing to do. If we're out here on the road, we want to have our phone. Now, you have to understand what the service and support agreement is. Some of these companies, like Crack Phone and some of the others, want you to send them a phone first, you're dying. You got to buy a box and get a ship to them. Then they'll evaluate the phone, and then they'll use it to repair it and send you another one. You can get a phone service at one point. Well, you're already in, where the heck are you going to be in a month? But you want basically a service where you call and say, hey, I'm working on the phone. And you say, okay, you got to use it? Yeah, send it to you. You get an address, they said it, oh man, I'm overnight settled. You get the new telephone, it comes with an activation number, you call the activation number, turns that phone on, turns off the old one. And you take whatever's left, the old one, put it in a box, and ship it back when you're done. That's the smart way to do it. Look in the service agreement. What does it do? Page function. This one, for example, has a page function. It's quite right. Most of you don't do now. So you take the phone, you stick it in the pocket, you're going to meet, you're going to meet the you put it in the pocket. If I get a phone call, it's just going to vibrate. Pretty soon everybody's looking at it. It's your pocket. Thank you for the conversation. Call 40. If you do, this term you may get some drug mail for the due date. Caller ID, if you can call ID, turn it on or off. Emergency service only, that's kind of a personal 4 points. I'm looking out my line, so that's my guess. We lifestyle allowed us to spend about 4 years taking care of it. And I'm going through the house one day, and I cleaned it up, and I found this box. I woke it up. The telephone in there. Right, my mom, how much? What's this? Oh, that's my telephone. Okay. What do you have? Oh, yeah, I've had that for years. And one of these things that you see sold through some of the older folks' magazines has a big red button for 9/11 on them. I guess the second, the telephone was never activated. He was paying about $30 a month for service on it. I said, we hear this coming 3 hours back now. We were in one half of breakfast in San Joaquin Valley, California. The phone came out of the area. But she never used it. She didn't take money to long bill charges. She never used the phone. Now, the FCC has a regulation, a little federal law document, that says any 911 call must be processed, regardless of the form. Alright? So, here's the deal. You got one of these things, it takes an asset to milliwatts, a million of a watt range. You got an old analog phone, but it'll never say it was in there, go back home, remember that thing? They charge out 3 watts. Which again is going to work to be through. 3 watts only, 200 milliwatts only. 3 watts, it means not spend so much. You don't have to have a connected phone service. There's a law that says, regardless of the form. So you take that back phone, you talk to it, you put your storage part, you have an emergency, plug it in the server, right? It's a battery, call the code. And you can make 911 call logs. I don't know. But 911 call is your name. Yes. Well, why don't you take my emergency service phone call? 433 with the cloud down. Then they're a steady amount, the average user spends about $53 and 70 cents a month on their cell phone. Roughly, not quite as much as we normally spend on our regular household bill. Our household bill usually runs about $45-$50. But it's pretty close, isn't it? So again, two phones run in the house on there, or a couple cell phones from a family plan. It's got something to think about. Having a fine carrier. These are the ones that really interested in. AT&T, Cellular, Verizon, working with FBI, Sprint, working with Nextel, T-Mobile, Deutsche, Alltel, US West, Quest, and Nextel. These are all the national plan carriers today. National plan means it covers the United States. Either by AT&T Power, by most of the Verizon stuff is, or by contract between all of their phone companies. Now, here's the guy. Say you have your phone company. Yours is Ron Jordan's cell phone firm. You have a set of Verizon needs to come through, you use your tower, you make a little printout there that says, Joe Smith is on there for so many minutes on your tower. You can use your emergency reimbursement. And Verizon will pay you. But you're just a little company. So you sit in there, and you pick your bill in, and it goes on paper, and it finally gets there, and they bill it the next month. Not the month you do. Every year, you teach them off to audit, life on week. Every year, I go in that town, I have to remember, there are five phone companies in Montel, Idaho. Two of them are Verizon Tour companies. Every year, I'll wind up not checking my phone on this year, and I wind up on one of their networks, instead of walking across the field and get somebody else. So every year, I have to play this game, I get my Intel for July, comes in August, no problem. Comes the next month, though, the local company finally caught up to send the bill to them. And I woke up on that. When they're hired for shipping. And you have to call and say, hi, this is my chef. My phone number so-and-so and so-and-so. Why did y'all charge me for all this business and overtime for this month? Simply, well, you went over. Well, let me ask you a question. What are those business actually used? Well, they have to go on a computer and find them. Oh, well, those are these last July. Okay, well, I got my bill for September, which means those bills are here in August, right? Yeah. And those bills are used in July, so they should have been against the statement I got in August, right? Well, yeah. But why am I being billed for now? I think it's not too long. Every year we go through this. Every year they back out. If you see whatever the data company is, whether it's AT&T or whatever on the screen, or until you extend it, you're good. If it says roaming, you're on somebody else's net. You don't
that number of entities money.
Now, don't get going. Don't go wrong. Round the numbers down. But you pay for a certain number of entities. You have to have a maximum. So you can share three, four, or five people from the same company. And you have one pool of entities you all share with them. All right. And let the kids decide if you've got a lot of rumor going on. No, 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 I just, that's a big and you must buy a company phone. So, first of all, it's ownership. And they broke up the big hell, everybody started firing pipes for what's called last mile wire. Last mile wire is where the cell phone comes in, and the cable goes to the final customer. And last mile wire. That's where all the smaller companies started up, trying to get that business. That's the money. Well, part of that said that, okay, AT&T can work these things. Verizon, you're not new. You can have these things. Signal, you can have these things. And that means if you're in the signal area, you can't buy an AT&T phone because Signal has a franchise in that area. So the main metro area is to get five or six companies that share this. But it's kind of something. Other than that, talk to AT&T came out with the one rate plan, the first national roaming plan. They can sell the phone basically anyway. I got my first AT&T phone in 1996. I got the Reno up there working on the book. And I took my 98 AT&T off and bought myself a one-way phone. They said, you have a local app? Sure, I'm sitting over here and I don't need one. And that's fine. The first billing that came had changed that as part of it. I shipped that stuff back to them in Texas. I was in the Navy, I used a mail service. After no one, they always started to go online anyway, so it wasn't any big deal. It's kind of all that. But when Verizon, the first company came up, they immediately started going, hey, AT&T, still not up for better selling service in our area. Yes, you can touch that. They got kind of mic up. So what it did is it created the same company that they had been caught with. Now, I have to listen to them as I say it in that crazy city of Salt Lake City. That's why I'll have to have my reasons too. The area is shut down. And out there, we have, if you look at some of the service matches, these things are kind of make a little dip in that part of the country. Not showing how miles you should go have them. They kind of a little dip. So we go down to the Singular area. Guess what? Singular area never had a power up there. Now, if there's nothing out of my house, I'm going to put one in. Park a lot of money to do it. But, our local phone call put up a tower several years ago. They use AMP and VMA. So I can use my Verizon phone on, even though I'm in a singular area. How's that for you? They're also forcing AT&T to do a 50% rollout. But this says every month, AT&T has rolled out 15% of the telephone database and proves that the service area and the contact address for the same billing address and first. So if you mark the phone to Reno, they want to see you use Reno. Okay? And they actually, for about 6 months, were sending out letters. Hey, you mark the phone over here, if you use it over yonder, we want to know why. And the third month, if you can give a good answer, you can turn off the phone. Mm-hmm. They're facing one lawsuit. The other national brand new medicine start coming. They got different. They got a lot of numbers. They're talking about international wicked sales. And I live over there. I used myself when I was broke, but I'm selling wicked. Never got it. I'm not done. Okay. He's not a little problem. As soon as they got it, all the others start popping up to the national plan. Everybody starts watching their everybody. And then they finally kind of realize, hey, this is too busy. Now, if you go online and you want to buy a national plan phone, what's the first thing you see on the screen? They want to know your zip code. Alright, they track it by a zip code now. If your zip code says you're not authorized, so you go into AT&T, you get on their website, I want to phone you, not an AT&T area, it will not even show you the national plan, it will only show you the local plan. If you go into the service store, or AT&T, or New York, first thing you're going to ask for is, okay, you want to make a zip code? And they do the same thing. If you're not in your zip code, or just my city, I can't show you phone. I can only show you local plan. And that's how it's not a lot of price problems. It continues to be a problem some places. For example, you're an AT&T person. Now, Jack, where do you have to take it? Now, you notice all the white things here? That's where they say they have national coverage. yellow, you notice they're in major metro areas. That's where they have the second and a half and third generation services. Those are PCS home areas. That's where you get your high-speed digital internet, all the photo services, and all the rest. You fall out of those areas, they don't have a service. It just hasn't grown out there yet. What I look for, though, is this kind of tan that we're not too proud of. See the area coast here through the west coast, through the southwest. Where are our feeder bikes going in their context? Are we not close to them? We come up to the northwest, the suburbs go south in the winter. Like all snowbirds and leopards. No cell phone power. Why? The not enough population to apply to culture. What's the darn thing there? It's that simple. So, you have a little bit of problem. Now, we're not going to do this grant for 33 days. And they say, okay, we have PCS for completely usable demand services in these areas, and we'll give you first thing tomorrow short. Well, kind of. Like I said, they have such a needed service, and they have pretty good contract service. They're just going to find holes where there's just nothing. Right. You're traveling along, and all of a sudden, there are no houses. Part of the game. When the FCC tells the area, this is what they call A flag and the total B flag, I should admit. Paragraph. If you look in here, these are companies that own bandwidth for cellular rights, signal rights, in these different areas. I thought it wasn't too bad. This one's a little more interesting. That's the B flag. All the things that make people go into the FCC to buy bandwidth, they see this light early. Right over here, that's where nobody owns it. Not enough of it. Nobody even buys the bonus by the handbook there instead of south. Every year, the FCC sells its bandwidth. Here's what we're talking about setting up your home telephone company in your grocery plant. This is kind of nasty if you look at it. You can get a detail view of this thing, and what you'll find is like up here in Moscow, Idaho. See the area out here? It's only showing two companies. But there's actually a bunch of them up there. And the DPM has to show I think about 11 or 12. There's 12 companies own brands up there. They're going to see the link. That's what I'm making today kind of confusing. There's no real single phone source out there. You got to take the brand, enjoy it, and hope you get less. 40 successful. Kind of all kinds of 40. One thing you might think about, if you're a person who knows somebody wears hearing aids, get an induction microphone. If you wear the hearing aid, you can't really hold the cell phone up to your head because you got an amplifier. You got an amplifier stuck in your ear. You get a feedback that you wouldn't believe. You have to take your hearing aid out and hold it up there and just almost glue it in your hand to get it loud enough so you can hear the silly thing. An induction microphone is a lot of real life, so you put it on your neck. Has a microphone to speak down here and plugging your cell phone. And with that, it actually is the hearing aid you get to pick up the incoming call. Listen to that, you can speak on the other. Satellite system. We have all kinds of them. Let's talk about the handphone first. The radio global card. The radio was the first one out. Look at this system. The cell phone side works off of Verizon. The satellite side of the original satellite. First thing I said when it first came out, the cell phone was about $6,000, and the pager, I think, was around $2,000. For some reason, not very many people bought them. They were actually in federal court at the point when the judge was deciding whether or not to blast the satellite, get them out of the court, when the U.S. Navy came up and said, hey, we can probably get some of that. And the question is, global star protects them out. They came out with a free plan. You gotta buy a phone, top $400. I'm gonna tell you, it's a bill subsidy. It's on Verizon or on the satellite. And then it's available one of the 20 minutes, $1.59 after every minute after, and $60 a month. That's how it's kind of cheap. But if you're in a profession where you must have communication, it works. During the first Verizon 3-1, it's about a lot of the TV. Very slow. It's about how it's choppy on something. But they work. Reporters are buying up reading secrets, they're buying up on the subject. Other satellite systems you have a lot of them. You'll see a lot of these things going out the road on trucks. Now, you can't really tell what's in there.
Solomon had an excellent telephone system because the dispatcher wants to know the subject. The phone periodically calls in on the network and notifies the dispatcher. See, we live in an age of still going back to liberty, which means if you're in a factory environment, you build a pump, you want to match people in line to be able to refill and get the next part to put in, and you want the delivery people to deliver the stuff that you need the next part. That means you don't need to be an inventory. There's a dead factory. Save a lot of money. But it puts a lot of stress on the delivery system. Trucking industry, trading, sales, and so on. So they want to know exactly where the truck's on. If one gets broken down somewhere, they got to get it running fast. They can't wait for a driver to get the phone somewhere. Call in and say, hey, I broke down over here. Others have a GPS in it that also notifies the GPS global positioning coordinates. And there's a couple out there that actually have low-speed satellite links. And the drivers would ask for it to get back to what we're calling. Well, the more advanced of subdivisions by the military, and most of those, this is interesting. This is the track home, or track activity, the track home, you know, I'm sorry. You can use it in motion. It's actually a pretty powerful little phone, it's sold over here by KDA. That's what we have. That's the amount of those. You see all these, you have manual positioning of the antenna. Position company to figure out where they take care of themselves. And there's some of the different systems that are out there and current phone chargers. I've said there's quite a few systems out there if you want to go that route. Major services, you have local and national plans. Cities are kind of going out. Cell phones do so much more. And there's so much competition in the market for cell phones anymore. They want to be your PDA, they want to be your handheld computer, they want to be your cell phone, everything. It's a pretty camera. Have you seen the 3D TV systems they have, the cell phone center? Verizon has one out. If you're in one of the UDF areas, or the advanced news areas, you can actually watch friends or somebody else on your cell phone. I've done this to see the numbers. Major, for generally to be in a local area only, you set up the power, and the page came in, the operator messaging your major number, the same bug, library, ring, whatever. Usually it's just saying call the service or give you a number to call that. Then they got a pretty smart because sometimes they do some attack menus. But you know, design locally. If you get an open area or regional plan, you can use major degree basically, hey, you send from here to here to here to here to here, broadcast everything in that area until it finds your station. A national plan is literally broadcasting that page coast to coast because it finds your station. Or we go camping, starting in both times already, but it's such a thing, so we're up at a moot point. This is one of his things. Did you ever feel like that? Alright. What more would happen to the league? All you need is your cell phone, a disk, a connection cable. If you got to get a laptop, put in software, and then you're online. Here comes you doing this. Well, computer, cell phone, computer work sometimes. Now, there's a special key on board. The federal project, and basically what they've been doing is forcing all the cell phone carriers to put a GSM network 10 miles on either side of what they call the defense system highway. Remember the old Johnson Howard Highway going there? That's one of the models we've got along. 10 miles on either side of the GSM board. But again, you've got T-Mobile, Figuar, AT&T, anybody that's a GSM carrier, you can use their car, their phone cards, in your computer. Just like right in class. Their services, depends on the company. Some you pay a basic rate, some none of the data. There's another company out there, you pay your basic rate, you have to pay bit, what they call bit rate. The more you use it, the more you pay. It's kind of like $1. But it works as long as you're on the national highway, the GSM border, or if you're in a major metro area where they have that kind of service. Now, not all companies along the highway have GSM capabilities. What they did, is it alright, if you want, put it on there and you do it. Otherwise, we'll reassign that frequency area to somebody that can. But this is a big thing for it. It's been about 4 years to get this done. I hope you finish by the end of the year. You have all the time. But it works. Normally, however, cell phones, they're good for email, that sort of thing. That's not really good. Well, because the speed is pretty low. It's about 19.2 to a lot of people. And you can't use them over here. You don't know. The question is, how fast is that the hospital is flow real? All right, let's look at an example. You have a 9.6 line, so it'll take you 3 hours to take down a 10-day bike lock. Utilize some web pages, some of these websites are still bonkers. They want to have flash drives, they want to have pretty pictures, they want to have music, they want to have all this stuff. Easily, more than a megabyte, just to get what we call a flash page, first page, to see on the website. Or maybe just to get to the students, like they have money in here. If you have a really hot connection, about the time you're going to get it most times out, they're around 14.4 and you're talking 2 hours. Even if you have 56,000 still bits per second, 24 minutes. Because you're not really at 64 KBS, you're actually about 58. So it takes a lot of time, if you're not on a high-speed connection, to get these miles down. If you sit there with DSL, you've used it for a while, I get that terrible picture. And then you have the additional problem. If you're trying to slow down a large file, remember that thing called cell tower rule that earlier?
You're sitting there, the power side you've been on too long, or somebody new comes on, you're the oldest one on the power,
it's right off. And you got a 30 there. Now, Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi is high-speed connectivity between your computer and either here, with another computer, or infrastructure, which is on top. Now, again, Wi-Fi is something that's a two-way radio net. That's all it is. It's a two-way radio communication. That is through either your computer or phone call. This one, for example, is a Wi-Fi card. You put in your Ethernet line, a PC line, a little gate on the side of the computer. If you have a flat plug, you can pull out. This part allows me to talk to a D or G Wi-Fi connection, like that message. But it just takes a radio between my computer and a router, and the router has what we call a backhaul. It connects to the internet, hopefully on a high-speed line. I mean, if I could sit here, like I was this morning, I was getting Wi-Fi from across the street. I'd go on the mail. I was like, where would you come in? I took 3 minutes from there. The access points have a limited range, which is what I said last time. Usually it's about 100. They can't go on about 1,000 foot. Now, that means with their antenna system they have in the building here, just kind of draw about 1,000 foot close circle around it. That is certainly an easy area. It's called a hotspot or a city point. You know, there's two points on it. Many places including RV parks are done with this. Now, there's several companies that do it. You've got LinkSpot, Wakeboard, and a bunch of others that are putting Wi-Fi routers and networks in different RV parks. Then maybe when you go to the park, you pay a little fee to use the system, and you have Wi-Fi. That means you're going to normally want to get around 11 megabytes a day at a time. Which is really pretty quick, especially if you compare that to maybe 5 miles. I heard some drones out there. But it's a lot better. And especially our RV parks. Now, they just put up a secure park Wi-Fi app. And it comes to your open here, not just when that's and they can study a card and they can study access for a given period of time. So if you say, I want 4 hours of Wi-Fi, I'm going to go run the net to get my mail and this kind of stuff. You buy 4 hours, you're on for 4 hours, and it turns you off. Just turns you out. KLA has a very interesting plan of working well in the whole nation department. What they do is, most of the KLA is now getting Wi-Fi in. You go to this place, you got a KLA here, you buy a card for, say, a month. You leave that park, you let the next KLA use the credit card. Same password, same login. You get done with that KLA, you play the next one. Same password, same login. Until the card is parked. You got a good job with the KLA, so you have to lock in the service, all right? That does a good service to you, because you know where you're going to get your security. That's sometimes a big question on it. Now, we have two types. We have secure and we have unsecure networks. Or open. Open networks are just that. If anybody can connect to them, there's no permissions required. All you do is bring up your computer, and whether you're using a car or you're using the chicken side, or casino or whatever, or an airport card if you have an Apple, and you build in a computer. Regardless of how your Wi-Fi connection today, you'll see this little screen that says, I have found an open connection. Do you want me to really connect? And what they're asking is, do you want to take the chance that somebody else reads everything between your computer and the point to point? Alright. It can't be done. If you have a firewall on your computer,
If antivirus blocks the sensor on the computer, they can't read anything in the computer to get the permission to go to but they can read anything from the computer to the hotspot.
A lot of hotspots are out there this way.
Hey, that's 2 years ago, started doing them. In most of their runtime talks, I could have started like around Houston. I think they did a couple of them down what we're doing. It was just where you pull in the restaurant and they had Wi-Fi. Great. You had to log in, you had a password, and then you're cool. Worked so well, the Texas is now doing a whole station. All their runtime talks. Some other stations, but I had to run from Florida Big Special out here, right down across the island.
Well, I'm off here. You're talking to them both hands. I found several places along the road. I'm advertising. You look up and see that big, tall, white roof, thick looking antenna in the front of one of the buildings. They got hot Wi-Fi. So you go in there and you get connected. They also have a thing called Wi-Fi shivers. Now, Wi-Fi shivers is a large punch button. It comes up and it tells you if there's any Wi-Fi in that mirror. There's just sitting by three LEDs on there, little lights. More likely have to go on the signal. And open the system or secure the system. The new one's a smart, probably about $20. It has an LCD screen on it. It tells you not only if it's there, it tells you if it's open or protected, it tells you the main, the SSID. It also tells you the amount of signal strength and the range. And you can just put this up and it can give you up to 10 at a time. And you can just kind of look at it and say, oh, okay, I want to connect this. Yeah, I can shoot out and put it on the left. That's open net. No problem to connect. Just a little bit of liability. Now, protection network, we have two types. We have wireless. They pull it to the phone or WET web. It was broken before it was ever announced. We also have WPA. The trick is, with either one of them, it takes that skill to put the software to be able to bring the handphone. But the biggest thing they do is for most of them, it allows the therapy partner to charge because their nets are protected. So it gives them a switch, basically. You want to join our network, fine, you pay us so much money, we'll give you the time card, here's the key code to get into the network, it expires. Or depending on how it's ready to be finished using. Okay? Same thing they do at hotels. You know the biggest force today of hotspots? You ever want to take a shot? McDonald's
is aligned with Wayport and FCC communications. Almost every McDonald's out there now is going Wi-Fi. You have a couple ways today. You go in there and you just join it. You can sit in the hotspot or the top parking lot again with muffins and your coffee. Do your Wi-Fi at one side, or you can pay with the FCC credit card. It's just a time card, just like a regular phone card. You buy so many minutes, so many hours on this thing, you enter in the code of the card, and it's the screen. You're putting your login number, you're on for however long you need. So, it's for you to make it straight forth the record. So, this is becoming more and more troubled as you know. You can find the Wi-Fi on the same way it goes. How many of y'all use Wi-Fi today? I live in Wi-Fi. I love it. I know I can go in there, get greasy, get washed, and get out. They have a plan that started 2 years ago. It used to be $99 a year. And you look at them, hey, Wi-Fi is the bottom of the contract that introductory offer. That year they jumped up to $199. $99. Most of the time. But, here's this one. How many times do you go into a plan maker in your year? 200 bucks, 365 days of access. What's your real thing? 24/7. You can also buy a plan maker time card. They use the same time card for phones, for Wi-Fi, everything else in there. You buy the card, take your off register, so it'll have a little code in it. You can buy it for a day, month, 6 months, whatever you want. And you just buy the card, put the code in, and register into it on the internet itself, get your login password, and zip the time period of that card. So, if you're in the truck stop a lot, it works pretty good. Now, format. They have a thing called 802.11a. 802.11a. 802.11 is just a standard by the IEEE, the standard group.
electronic engineering group.
They made this thing standard, being the standard this radio will talk to the standard that radio. In other words, the Wi-Fi card will talk to the router and they'll have the same standard. Same frequencies and learn results. And they said, okay, ARM and A will rate that 64 megabytes per second, a megabytes per second, throughput average though, so they can really get out of 3.122. That's not real. A never really went anywhere because they released B first. B was the first standard actually put in the marketplace. It traded 11 megabytes per second, throughput average 24 and 6. Everybody bought B. It was the first thing out there. Friends of the school, college system, a lot of infrastructure, a lot of business involved. Because it allows their workers and the students, whatever, to be able to get access to any where they were designed in that area. And then they didn't have rough cables. Well, you'll need that, but that costs a lot of money. So we took off my drive, and now it's 8 a while later, and 8 minutes. Never went anywhere. If you came out with 811G, they traded 54 megabytes per second, average throughput between 15 and 22. Although you find 11 is the router being busy. Physically, NULA's current version standard, I say that very good, has a whole bunch of more standards coming down the road behind it. Some are good standards today, most of them are not, even though they're advertised in tech files. Now, both G and D are the same frequency, 2.4 megahertz. I might ring a bell if some of y'all get a portable phone. Or a microwave. Some TV sets use a separate amplifier. They all work at the same thing. 2.4 megahertz is the Federal Communications Commission had a full combustion frequency. So they all work at the same time. So your cell phone or your portable phone rings, what you're trying to do, Wi-Fi, you can't pull the circuit off. You just turn it off. That makes a difference. Now, what are you going to do? You're going to need a Wi-Fi, computing, a laptop, or an airport card laptop, if you have an Apple, to get to the computer and wireless access point. All car types, or any of them, must adhere to the standard. So if you have 11G, it's going to talk at 11G. Now, if G and D are the same frequency, most of the cars that come out now can talk to both of them. So if you go to an area that has a global network with some of these, and you have a G card, you can talk to both of the standards in most all cases. So, that was really good. But if you're using a proprietary system, like Ritmo, for example, this is a airplane screen. This one's from Keeling. This is from Keeling, man. This is what's called a speed cover. Now, they have what they call a four speed cover. Mine. What this really does, you have on ARMG 12 channels. Right? You've got four primary channels, and you have two side channels at any point. Now, the default for Wi-Fi cards is channel 6. That's where people get in trouble over here. You get all these people over there, they're all using channel 6. The way, and it's not good if you actually have to tell it which channel you want the car to use. Everybody's over here trying to use 6, and the Wi-Fi is just crawling to get a bunch of people over there. They're all trying to talk the same phone line, but it really is. You can set a channel you want under the Wi-Fi software, but now set it to 2, set it to 6, set it to 8, and so on. Get off the section to the ball. And you try to have a chance to find the speed up a lot better. If you use a proprietary number, what the number does is it'll use, say, channel 2 and channel 4. So channel 2 receive on 4. So if you're doing that at the same time, instead of talking one channel, you have to talk this way and come back this way and go that way and that way. That's a D card. Now these cards, this one for example, will only talk to another D link. That's what it's doing. F5C. Because all the other people put in the back system in the transom. But it still fits the qualification as here in the back. This is the 11B, 11G, certified charge, which means it has to be able to talk directly on the network also. Alright. Well, you can see that little C that you get prior to this stuff. Remember, it has to work on all of them. And you look at this stuff. Let's produce my Wi-Fi, it was 11 something or other, airport or casino. Those are your keywords for Wi-Fi. How much it costs? Cars run average about 50 bucks. They go higher or lower. This one, for example, is my baby.
not short of this. I sent Walmart. It was in a college town. And they had this on the shelf for 80 bucks for quite a while. Couldn't sell it. They were selling all these cards because they were less expensive, and that's what the cost was on the fee. They had to pay markdown, $64, $65, something like that. I talked to the fellow who went to the park and said, yeah, I'd like to kind of have one of those. I'll take off it. I'm going to spend that much money for something like that. They go, well, I'm going to think about it. I don't know. You go from the park down. Okay, well, that's fine. I'll be there for a little while. I was at the checkout place, and this guy comes running down the hall. I was $38 back. Don't get on quality. Right. You have to recognize kind of like human links one of the other ones. That's a lot of the type of. It's not a situation of whether the standard will work or not. It's more a question of the reliability of the product itself. How many times can you drop those people that you weren't stop working? That kind of thing. Common hot spot pricing, now I go from hourly $2 to $5 up to an annual $100 to $250. There's no reason for it. Unfortunately, there's no national company that bundles all the lifelike stuff in. You have a company called Bongo, they get a lot of them. And what Bongo does is says, okay, if you go to one of our areas, bring up your Wi-Fi, start paying to a Bongo affiliated network, you get your Bongo password and log in, and we'll send you a bill at the end of the month for how much time you use there. They've got several thousand hot spots. GigiWire is another one. There's several out there, but they're pretty much regional. Long-term plans, no hard parts, you can do a billing online, sometimes all your gig cards. But there's no way to get out. I read, for example, an extended range card. It's a card similar to this one. It has a port coming out of it. That cable goes up to an external antenna. The antenna, in this card, for example, is about 8.5 long. The cable comes out of this one, goes to an antenna. That antenna is about 9 inches long. 15 decibel gain. There's a lot of signal. It basically gives me a reach of several hundred foot person, and I can hear the card by itself. So if you're in a campground burglary, it works. I live in one RV market and have Wi-Fi. There was a resort next to me that did. I used it. I could have a range to be able to do it. My neighbors would come over. You're on Wi-Fi. How do you know that? There's an antenna out there. It doesn't work. There's one of the antennas. They used to take the cord from the car. Well, they can't listen to this on the back of your laptop. Or you get a longer antenna. That's what I've got on my mind. Or, if you really want to reach out and touch somebody, get that buddy. Not that you need a whole mile range. And it works. This is my overall. I'm sure this is how I like to dress. I like to get to a park. I don't use RV parks a lot. I like to like find engine up the end ground, go to the city park and this kind of thing. I have a lot more fun. I just get out there and sit in my chair and I work. I usually have a beverage of some sort of run. And my wife comes out, gives me teasing looks, and reads a book. She rather be proud of the visitors while I work. But that kind of lifestyle is why don't you give you? They give you the freedom to be in your office and you give you the freedom to be somewhere else. If you put a router in your inbox, put a router in your RV, so your laptop can talk to the router. The backside of the router is the perimeter. Alright? So you're sitting outside, that's what I do. I'm sitting outside. When I want to prove something, I can send the perimeter all across the network, through the router, to the perimeter, and the perimeter is inside the coach. My wife has her laptop on, she's on the router too, we can send files between each other. If I want to transfer files between one computer and another, I just put them on the network and talk from one to the other. A lot of possibilities with this stuff. You really kind of need to take away from it. Now, computers. Satellite. Smart Man, DirecTV, there's a couple other companies, Blue Sky, and so forth, that are coming online, but not quite sure yet. Smart Man is the first one out. It works very well. You've got the satellite internet system broadcast up to a satellite and outside your receiver. This is TV and the other side here's your internet goes to a hub, comes up to those other satellites and broadcast down to you. This is 97 centimeters. 97 centimeters in American County. When they first came out, Starband was the first one on the block, this said, and the rules supposedly, they're all there, they must be installed by a certified installer in a permanent installation.
That's how it's sold to the FCC. That's what the FCC wants.
Permanent installation by certified phone.
Who's certified phone?
It was a candy estimate on the West Coast. A guy told me, you know, he was hanging on the tripod with a 4x4 sheet plywood. He had the crash boards and house set up. They were permanently installed on plywood and a certified installed. So work. This is kind of relaxing now. The price was well started at 1,300 without a fan box. I think you can just get or something, everything shoot out of space. The first thing when somebody gets it, we'll have a transponder off the Walmart satellite, shut that out of storage. Now, you have to have a lock on the satellite. You have to come down and say, yeah, I see you before it will allow you to transmit. Direct way came out next. Both of them are about the same price. Both of them are about the same. They come down on a good day, about 450 kbps. Sometimes lower, sometimes faster. So go up. What are the 56? On my start band, I'm going to get a little bit higher than that. But this is the permanent house installation. That's where it's supposed to be up. Now, certain costs about $500 in installation. If you have it installed, a couple hundred. That's usually what you charge you all for the training to have it set up. Now, the first thing you're going to spend with these money, though, have a nice cool room. Be relaxed. You can just call up and order. Alright? It's going to take you a little while for that. But after you've done it, you have 15 minutes your own. You really come that quick. And a lot of these taxes end up throwing the bank, not standing for big heavy incentives instead of on the roof and roof over. All the names, where are you going to park? Under 3. You can't use those to do the big water guys once you're under 3. On the ground, I'm scared. You're going to set it up. You're in. You have one-way business, actually. Nobody ever used one that I've ever heard of. Most people directed to the two-way. And the thing about as far as current location. Now, here's one that most people like to buy, the most fast directway system. The unit costs about $4,500, $4,600. It really depends. I think that's 42 that have over 5,000. Because where you are, how hungry the vendor is, where they've got a payment to make. Datastorm is their service, their ISP, their net service provider. So you have to buy the units and you pay about $90 a month for Datastorm. If you get the StarCast site, StarCast all plans motorized units, the installation costs and so forth is not very comparable, and their monthly service charge is about $70. Both of them, after the first year, lower the cost of service, second year, lower the cost of service a little more. StarCast gave you one that's right about $50 a year after the third year. Directly, you want to get about 8 seconds. Upload speed, about 400 kbps, better. Down, upload speed, about 56, somewhere that came away. It kind of depends on how accurate this thing pointed and what the weather conditions are. The motorized units will continue to position. It's funny, some of the coaches, whether they use air, medics, or leveling, the coach kind of knows what you go through. You can hear the thing working. Somebody walks in the morning. You know, I'm not going to argue for everyone who comes off here. I hate it over with. What do you think about that? And the same kind of mouth that you want to draw, I just want to assert you can hear most of that packing up there. They're just, of course, walking through the coast. 58 has a very interesting system. 58 has a track that's going to shoot them. Now, the fact is kind of scary. No, no, no. See, this makes it work in motion. KBA comes out of the brain engine, brain cable. And it's a very, very smart system. It actually tracks satellites and go down the road. Which gives you a lot of advantages. Plus, you don't have a big wind area when you put up a big antenna. But because it is smaller, it receives the message speed. Can't be down. That's 400 KBA. I mean, that's okay. That's one condition that you use to track precision. Automatic. Television, if you put it, where it does, the wing said, the large disk for the download, that's what gets your speed up to the 400 kbps, fully automatic, it tracks the going down where it is, and then you get the transmit, it actually comes out in your smaller zone. That's how you get the zone time to get up. Data service about $8 a month, and as I said, that's your tracking, pretty nice spot. Hardware connection. This is what you really want to do, to get a white spot or a hardware for most of our stuff. King Coast cable, multiple max, coffee cords, all the rest of them, they work. I love these. I'll go ahead and get in there, box them. It's up to the store manager where they charge it on. Same thing from the station. I go over there and meet you. I've done it a lot of times. I've got a lot of stuff I need to do. The box doing it. Now, usually, some force going in there, just cranking out top because we've got a big production when you have to head off on the next morning. Holy crap, no. Ooh, all right. Copy board, very important. Government spent a lot of years out in the old library. They paid a lot of libraries. However, some libraries still looking to get new desktop systems when they punch in on the keyboard. There's been a lot of resistance on some of the old library programs. The biggest problem you find out is that you go there in non-school hours, you're going to find a program with kids playing online games. We usually go there during the day when school's in session, you have that complication. The only other complication you found in the library is the sun, one for example. I'll have to get this to the morning. When I asked, but we'd like to use the computer over there for good for a few minutes. She said, all right, give me a library card. I don't have a library card. Oh, well, pull out the card. Well, give me the card. I don't live here. Oh, well, where do you live? Isn't that already out there? Oh. I can't give you a card. Well, can I give you a computer? No, not with your car. It took about 15 minutes. She finally said that, I need a computer. Talk about, they were pretty good. Some are pretty smart on hardware information. It's still worse than Wi-Fi and some of the other IT stuff, but it's still out there and still dependable. VDA, personal data system. To the VA. On this thing, I can keep my appointments, I can keep phone numbers, addresses, I can put work notes down there, all this kind of stuff. I can also break it in about 3 seconds flat. I can lose it even quicker than a shirt pocket. VA is great for what they do. If you're not convinced that you're good, you're not going to scan it, it doesn't be a lot of good. No separate education with it. Some of the newer ones, the palms and blackberry, we put your motion to it. All that extent, they can use them with cell phones, or they have one cell phone built into them that kind of accommodates personal data with the hand phone. It's all in allowing internet access if you're in the proper digital area. Works pretty good. But, again, kind of limited application. Box mail, however, is neat. This little deal, right, you have to find a little chip and keyboard here, and you create a straight text message. That's all that's your favorite number it is. Then you take that to the local payphone, that. No problem with the local tape here, you put it to your phone side, or you're sticking that here on the back of the truck. You just push the button and dial 800 number. It automatically sends out your email and brings down any new email you have. You also have the option of the standing board of uploading and downloading your mail to your computer. You don't have to take a call over here when it's hot. You know, you don't want to. And a lot of mail access does work with VDA. Remember your appointments, and your address, and all those kind of things. Now, the first one from Sharpton Sharp and JC, $100 especially. Their older systems, they were very limited, and they could not pop on a cell phone. The newer one sold in Canada, and it runs to $150, and it worked on analog 31 cell phone. So if you had an answer, analog area, you can actually use a cell phone. They're really a pretty nice box. I just spent the first phone $10 a month. What do you have to do? They got only 12-month memory. You can't get a memory stretcher with it. If you're going to learn the really discuss things with folks, might send a big long joke list. We have 274 address keys. You want to get through all the address keys before you go to the hospital. Making all your list. The whole screen is very important about this. Actually, they're really neat. Take it ready to go. 40 amps, pretty much what we all use, 1-5 amps. The normal range is about 1 to 10 miles. Now, we're talking, you can go places and they'll want to sell you a linear amplifier or a heater. You just call it a heater because they have big vacuum tubes in them. She can quote me out. No. I know. But, this is the law. It is illegal to buy one, it is illegal to own one, and if you hook it up, you're really illegal. Okay? Enough said. The real key to CDs is the antenna. Now, how many of y'all have rubber or fiberglass or a coach?
You know what I mean? You don't have a call.
You see, a CD antenna sits up here like this, and now we have what's called a ground plane.
I mean,
function is removed flat, radio wave. So the antenna broadcasts down, hits the metal, and then broadcasts out. That's where it gets strange. If you have a flat, a rubber roof, it's broadcast down and just keeps on going. So you get replaced. What you need is what's called an artificial ground plane antenna. What it is, if you have a regular antenna up there that has a big bunch of wire on the bottom, it creates an electronic ground plane. It kind of takes out the antenna, thinks there's no underneath it. So the signal comes down, hits that, and then shoots out. You can get these installed on those RC dots. You can have a remote antenna or CD, put it on the highway, you'll see it, and say CD shot or something. They can also do what's called an antenna engine. You'll tune the antenna to the receiver and CD radio. Do it once and it's pretty much done forever. But the PC drive is one. Turns out, 913, 1999, used to be a react now for emergency kind of thought out. 13 is still there now. How do you do that? It's
actually supposed
to be a good example. 1719 is a truck down. Now, one minute, you're going to learn some new language.
Oh, yeah.
Get all those numbers, two words, you're going to learn amazing ways to use them. You'll learn your complete country western song, personal family history, and what me and my dog did last night. But I cannot, for a second, imagine not driving on the CD radio, because it gives me about 10 miles of protection going around me. I pick up all the CDs, and I even know what's going on out there. All right? The picture I'm holding is very simple. I've got a 40-foot pinball over the front. I'm supposed to 50-foot long. I don't trust these ways. I go real good. I don't trust these guys. There's a car. If there's a rest accident from a young man, I want to know about it. I want to know about way before it. And that's what the CD radio does. It also tells you where I got pulled up, so to say, if I run a little fuel or something, where I get a fuel stop, it's reasonable. You get all that information off the CD radio. You can put out the light, but you can't kind of turn it out like you do your kids. But it didn't work. Somebody did your name. Ham radio. Stream radio. You can go around the world with it. Don't have a license required for two, so they stepped out in the requirements when I looked at it. In fact, they don't even require a phone call. A lot of nation highways, you have what's called a 2-meter meter system. You have 2-meter ham radio, you've got to use these across the gear really to bottom. And it's a receiver signal all the way across. The problem is, it's fine for how many lower practical use do we have for it. We want to know what's around them, not what's going on below them. So, and the density of ham radio, something to operate out there, just isn't all that much. So, it's pretty limited use. MRF, also known as the Walmart White Finder. Or you can use the Walmart Hosted Finder. It is what it is, my wife is out in the airport. The citizens say that it's cheap. No license requirements. You have privacy code. You have the town, you have privacy code of any one. So, if everybody out here is on our channel 12, for example, you can do privacy code 10. You can only talk to other people on privacy code 12 by 10. Very easy. You can bring up to about 3 miles. Now, you also have on a lot of these radios, GRMS, which is general radio services. That is mostly used for business. It is not a family hobby thing. It is a professional radio service. If you have a radio that comes with it, so I'll get a little card that says, this is GRMS. Can you ask me since you run late? And it'll give you a website address where you're supposed to go in, download the form, fill it out, send it to the FCC, right now it's talking about 90 miles a year. You get a license. They don't have to bus license. That's possible. I've never heard of anything like that. But this, the manager is, you can bring up to 7 miles. With radio, you have a really good normal about five. So these are tremendous range boosts. One day we're going to have it all. One day we're going to be able to go out there, pop our cell phone, everything up in public, that is our next function. But we're going to have everything. I want to leave you with one question though. You bought an RV, get away from it all, right? Think about it. Think about it.